Like the angel and the intellect, which were one, became two forms for the sake of his wise purposes. You have such an enemy as this in your inward part. He is the preventer of the intellect and the adversary of the spirit and of religion. You have such an enemy as this in your inward part. He is the preventer of the intellect and the adversary of the spirit and of religion.
This is what you're reading, the highlight one. He's telling this story for this, to say, do you remember I told you, you have this enemy in you. The ego, your ego is the Satan. And it is stop the apple, the wisdom. And he is the enemy of your life and your way of life, your belief. Yes?
At one moment he dashes forward like the Libyan lizard. Then in flight he darts away into a hole.
Yeah, at the beginning he would say, let's do this, I know this will work. And when you lose, suddenly you go back and say, oh, you know what, I was thinking about this, let's think about some blah, 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 all that. Yes?
Just now he has holes in the heart, and from every hole he is putting out his head. The name that denotes the devil's becoming hidden from souls and going into that soul is Khunus.
Mm-hmm. Khunus is... how could you explain Khannas? Some devilish stuff. I don't know really.
It's I think if you go to the surah after Qul Ahad, the last two, it will have it will explain maybe the translations, the khanas.
Yeah, here you will say, this is that son of a gun, if khanas is like that, he is like of son of a guns that he will go back and hide from you. This is what ego is. Yes?
For his hunus is like the hunus of the hedgehog. Like the head of the hedgehog, he pops in and out. For God hath called the devil Khanas because he resembles the head of the little hedgehog. The head of the hedgehog is continually being hidden because of its fear of the cruel hunter, until, when it has found an opportunity, it puts out its head. By such a stratagem, the snake becomes its prey. If the nafs had not waylaid you from within, how would the brigands have any power to lay a hand upon you?
Mm-hmm. This is the outcome of all the khannas he explained. And you understood the meaning, he explained it well, that it is like this animal which has a lot of defensive system, and he will close down. When the moment is right, he jumps out. So he even succeeds to hunt the serpent. Remember, serpent for us is the Satan. Serpent is that knowledgeable fellow. Why? Because he has everything but feet. He doesn't have foot to walk this path. And he's sneaky. You see, this is what ego is. In a special moment he jumps out, he even kills the serpent. But when you look at it, it looks like a very powerless fellow hiding in itself. This is what ego does. Because if this ego was not hitting you like that, no one else could cheat you. Yes?
On account of the exigent myrmidon, who is lust, the heart is captive to greed and cupidity and bane.
Means what? Yeah, it's not that translatable, really. Because he's using a special, strange words. Even Iranians have problem with this. I try to translated differently. He says, okay, imagine one enemy, one soldier, Ava, okay, which is proper to be there, which is normally there. I'm talking about appetite, sexual appetite. So let's talk about that. What is it? Look at it. It's being worried or being a slave of wanting more and being greedy. That's what the sexual appetite is all about. It doesn't satisfy. It wants always more and more. This is what it is. Yes?
On account of that inward myrmidon, you have become thievish and depraved, so that the way is for the myrmidons to coerce you.
Translation. Oh, you're going to the next page just to read? Come on. This we're beginning to understand. What was it? Ah, he said, this appetite is a soldier in you, which is the slave of wanting more and needing more, right? From this secret soldier, you will start losing to other soldiers. There are a lot of other problems, but it will start with that one. That your appetite is asking for more. This asking for more, looking for quantities, will do you something that all the other enemies will succeed somehow, because they will find some way to sneak in your appetite. Yes?
Hearken to this good counsel in the traditions. Your worst enemy is between your two sides.
Uh-huh. Say it again.
Your worst enemy is between your two sides.
You have two sides. Being good, being bad. The worst enemy is in between, is in you. Your ego, think about that only. Because when we talk about the enemy, you're looking outside. That's what the animal does. Here we understand that my enemy is my ego. Yes?
Do not listen to the pompous talk of this enemy. Flee, for she is like Iblis in obstinately wrangling and quarreling. For the sake of this world and for contention's sake, she has made the everlasting torment easy to you. What wonder if she makes death easy? By her magic, she does 100 times as much.
Yeah. He's trying again to explain another face of this ego. He says, this ego of you, first of all, is not a free fellow. He's the slave of your appetite and animal, and he walks and he talks very good, like the Satan, before doing something. When it is to talk, to explain myself, to daydream and all that, my ego will say blah 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 blah, yes, yes, let's be good, let's do this. When it is the moment of doing it, it will run away. I told you this story. This is what it is. Because this fellow, this slave in you, will make all the difficulties easy for you. Somehow will cheat you. He could even, let me say, he could make dying cheap for you and easy for you. Because he could change everything in your mind. This is what your ego is doing always. Yes?
Magic makes a straw a mountain by artifice. Again, it weaves a mountain like a straw. It makes ugly things beautiful by means of sleight. It makes beautiful things ugly by means of opinion.
Uh-huh. Doesn't it? Haven't you seen this? This happens a lot. that with some doubt, the beautiful stuff becomes ugly for you. That's how your ego will stop you loving the beauty. And we talked about it, remember? Beginning of book two, we talked about it, and I insisted upon it. I said, okay, it's my fault because my education was in art. But deeply here, I found it, the only thing we could really talk about is beauty. What is beauty? Beauty is not something to look at and understand. Is it? It's not easy to understand. I always told you about my aunt. If I take my aunt to the museum, the most beautiful statue is David. My aunt will hate it because there is no dress over there. Means, oh, that's a bad stuff because the guy is naked. She loves it, covered up. If I try to play Mozart for my aunt, what will be her reaction? What is this noise? Bring something which is rhythmic and simple. And beauty is like that. Beauty is something that we should learn. We should try to learn from whom? From those exceptional people. How did they learn the music? Did you know that? Did I tell you this story? I hated the music for two different reasons. First was the religious thought in childhood, because the extreme Muslims, they say music is bad. But really I hated the music because in our house there was no this normal music. They liked only one special kind of music that I hated and I still hate. So I hated the music, really. When I arrived at the university, I talked about it. The guy, did you really mean it? I said, yes. He said, what do you mean you hate music? I said, because this fellow who is singing every Friday, there was a Turkestani playing tar very bad, and there was a guy who was trying to have the soprano voice, which was really ugly. So I hated the Iranian music. He said, no, there are good music. I said, don't even talk about it. He was a clever guy. And I said, you know what? That fellow could teach you. And talk to that fellow. That fellow gave me something. Oh, I heard that you hate the Iranian music. I said, yes. He said, me too. Good, we should talk. How do you like classic music? I said, I don't know about it. He said, ah, haven't you ever heard Vivaldi? I said, no. But I will give the tape to you. He gave the tape and the tape recorder and player. That this, I give it to you for a month only. Listen to it as much as you could in this month. You have to give it back. I said, okay. I took it home. I started to play. Okay, something is playing. Then I was thinking about it. Why did he do this? What is the trick? Because I knew about all of this stuff. What is the trick? So I went back. I found another guy. I said, they are playing with me. What is this stuff? I don't like music. He said, no. You don't understand. Classic music is not something to listen and like. It's something that you should listen at least 100 times to enter, to understand. I said, why he put 1 month over there? I said, to force you to listen to it, to believe that he will take it away. You know what? Give him back. I will give you an instrument. Keep it as long as you want, but promise you will listen to it. I said, of course I will do. Even when I was sleeping, it was playing. And it took, almost a month. Then suddenly, I realized that I'm listening differently. I hear something that at the first moment I wouldn't